And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
There's been more backbiting, political intrigue, and general chaos in the UNC system of late as the Republican-dominated Board of Governors continues to operate with the harmony and efficiency of a grade school playground. The latest absurd incidents involve the efforts of board members Harry Smith and Tom Fetzer to engage a security firm lawyer to investigate recently resigned East Carolina University Chancellor Dan Gerlach. The investigator, a Greenville lawyer named Peter Romeri, was recently informed in two letters from the UNC's general counsel that he was not authorized to work for UNC and directed to cease and desist from doing any work in the future. Smith denied having hired Romeri, but in a letter to UNC, Romeri said that he had. Smith, meanwhile, announced that he is resigning from the board, and Fetzer, who previously engaged Romeri to help torpedo a potential chancellor for Western Carolina University, is rumored to want the ECU job for himself. All in all, the situation is a testament to the embarrassing mess conservative appointees have made at UNC. A new, better, and less self-serving board can't arrive too soon. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.